Who is wasting our time?
You're wasting exactly one football season until they draft another one next year.
Doesn't matter. I mean, anything can happen between now and next year. You don't know that. Whose time is being wasted? I have an idea, but I'm afraid. I'm actually afraid to share it.
Well, Ken, we have this radio show. You should share that idea.
Because it's two different answers. If anybody's wasting anybody's time, and there's going to be a lot of people who don't like it. If anybody's wasting anybody's time on this roster, or they're wasting our time with anybody. When it comes to the locker room, it's a completely different answer than what it is for the fan base. But if we're talking about the fan base's time, the fan base, if we're wasting anyone's time with any of these guys, and it's hard to say that because he's not getting a lot of reps. Isn't it Joe? If we're talking about wasting the fans' time, then the only thing I say is he's 40 years old. What does he do after this year? He's not, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I don't even think a lot of people is Aaron Rodgers anymore. Like, Tom Brady played past 40. He's the greatest to ever do it. So Tom's not an example because he's the greatest to ever do it. In the locker room, in the fans who know and trust Joe Flacco, you're not wasting anybody's time. But when it comes to in the locker room, you're not wasting those veterans' time. They trust Joe. They like Joe. He should be the number one guy. But when it comes to you as a fan, guys, do not come after the messenger here. There's no doubt. Like, Kenny Pickett is at least young. I don't think Kenny Pickett's going to give you much. But Kenny Pickett's what, 26 years old, 26, 27? Like, there could very well be a future with Kenny Pickett. Shador and Dillon Gabriel, they're both pups. So if you're a team that's looking for the future and you got these two first-round picks next year, why wouldn't you give the pups the opportunity? Like, for the fans, everybody loves Joe. The line was 2 hours long to go get his autograph down at Hartville, was the Hartville Flea Market down there when they did the signing 2 years ago. People love Joe Flacco.
Well, he had just gone on a incredible, age-defying, one of the all-time inexplicable playoff runs towards the end of a season.
Exactly.
We're a team that we didn't think had any shot.
And I like
the playoffs.
And everybody likes Joe for that, but I'm talking about this year. And all Joe is 2 years older.
Mm-hmm.
He's 2 years older. There might be some magic left in there, but how much magic is really there? To carry us through a 17-game schedule to the playoffs? Does anybody believe that? No. No. You don't. So the only one who actually, quote-unquote, wastes our time... I already know I'm going to have to shut off the computer because I'm going to get killed for that opinion. But tell me I'm wrong. I want 216-474-0092. I'll knock on the computer screen for whatever reason. Tell me I'm wrong by that. Is anybody in this room? Can anybody in this room tell me I'm wrong? I'm talking about the fans, not the team. It's not a waste of Joel Bitonio or Wyatt Teller or David Njoku or Jerry Jeudy. Certainly not Jerry Jeudy. Totally not a waste of his time.
Kenny, like I said this at the end of last week. Like the one that I'm looking forward to seeing is Shador.
Yes.
That's the one I'm looking forward to seeing. But they're basically telling everybody that he is nowhere near ready. And we're only seeing...
And the split is
we're
that
we're only seeing
that,
some 7-on-7 throws. We're only seeing some practice film where he can't be tackled. And so half the plays, he'd probably be dead, that he's making these miraculous throws down the field. But I'm still excited about him because he's the only guy that can make those throws down the field.
So, again, is there anybody from the peanut gallery up there or any of these two dudes in here that can disagree with me on that about Joe Flacco? Nothing but stone silence from the room. So I've just told everybody the truth that they don't want to say. I'm just the bad guy in this. I'm just the bearer of bad news.
What do you mean by bad guy?
I don't think it's
I'm not trying to be the bad guy. I'm just saying the bearer of bad news. Because no one wants to admit that with Joe because they like Joe.
Well, he's the most waste of a time of a long-term Browns fan's future, right?
And right now...
But in the moment, I don't think he wastes your time. In the moment, he gives you the best chance to have a good Sunday.
Yes. Now,
so that's not a waste of my time. If I'm planning on going to Huntington Bakefield and watch a football game, he gives me the best chance to win a game right now.
But I
want to have fun and have a good day.
And that's great. But does anybody in this room or on the phones?
That's 2026 Ken's problem, not 2025 Ken's problem, right?
It's Owen and Mai's problem.
Yeah.
Well, not as much yours as it is mine.
Yeah, I can just...
Because nobody in this room or anybody on the phones thinks they're going to the playoffs this year. Nobody thinks they're going to the playoffs. So if they're not going to the playoffs, fans are going to say you're either growing or dying. So that's what makes this season so messed up. You have this... I mean, he's a star. Shedeur Sanders is a star. Whether you love him or hate him.
He's a college football star.
We don't know if he's a star quarterback yet, but he's a star. But he is a star.
Yes, he's interesting. He is the son of a very interesting, legendary person there.
But unfortunately for him, that ends very quickly if you're fourth string.
Clearly.
Going into the season on a really bad football team. That's the end of the Shedeur stardom talk. Now it's, can he even stay in the league?
But this is the issue that they have here. This is the issue that they have. And so I don't think that they ever thought that Shedeur Sanders... I think they decided to take Shedeur Sanders after they were done with the draft on day two. I think they might have thought on day two, at the end of the night, that they all got together and were like, you know what? Or maybe even in the early morning of day three. If he's there later on, we have other people we like, but if he happens to be there later on, maybe we'll take a gander at him. Maybe we'll take a swing. I don't think that they thought Dylan Gabriel, clearly that pick said that Shedeur Sanders was off their board before that. So they decided later on Friday night into Saturday morning that if Shador's there, maybe we'll kick the tires on him. Because you bring in Joe Flacco, then you have Joe, you have Kenny Pickett, you have Shedeur Sanders, or Dylan Gabriel. And so after that, then Shedeur actually was there, and so they decided to kick the tires on it. But what messes it up even more is that you still have less of an identity than you ever had. What is your identity? What are you doing? Are you a playoff team this year? Nobody's saying you're a playoff team this year. So you can't say you're a playoff team. So because it would make sense to be like, Joe's our guy. We stick with Joe. And Joe we trust. Away we go. But you got two rookies. And then you got Kenny in the middle of that as a off the scrap heap kind of, let's see if we can revitalize his career. Well, now you got four guys. And for a lot of fans, it feels like you don't have enough games to figure out anything there. So are you building for the future or are you trying to win now? You don't have an identity. You don't. At least if you had an identity, if fans truly knew like, hey, you're building for the future here. All right, fine, we're building for the future. Except you can't do that because you have a head coach and a general manager going into year six. So now you're stuck. It doesn't make me happy to say it. I like Joe Flacco a bunch, man. It was a fun ride in 2023. But if we're looking for anybody to, quote, unquote, waste their time, it would be that they brought in a 40-year-old quarterback where there's no 2026 for him, or 27 for that matter.
But I'm telling you, the craziest part of all of this is that they're almost assuredly drafting a quarterback next year. That has changed the whole conversation, I think, because we're not stupid. We know they traded the Travis Hunter pick because they wanted to bolster their chances in next year's draft, where clearly, on paper today, there is...
Clearly,
a quarterback class that is 10 times better than the one we just had, in which we took two quarterbacks in the third and fifth round. Roster management and, you know, thinking about the future of your draft allocations, it makes almost no sense that they did that in last year's draft. And that, I think, is what is driving a lot of fans insane and putting crazy pressure on the situation this year. And that's why I said, I tweeted on Friday, I'm like, I don't think people realize and fully understand how difficult this is going to be for Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel to play well enough so that their job is safe next year as the starting quarterback, because they're going to draft a quarterback next year.
If you're going to win five or less games, you can't play good enough to not win more than five games. You can't play bad enough to keep your job and only win five games. I mean, they would have to be so terrible on defense. And I guess you could try to start to argue that, but we haven't seen any of it yet. They would have to be the horrific, the most horrific team on defense for you to go, okay, Dylan or Shedeur is my guy, and we're going to draft other guys then. Because you're just not going to have that much time. So you did throw a wrench into your plans in day three, where Shedeur happened to be there. You decided you were going to take Shedeur. Okay, great. But now I have to find some time for him. Now I have to find some reps for him. And I think Saturday, if there was an arm soreness, maybe Saturday would have been that day. With Kenny out or Kenny not practicing team.
Missed opportunity.
And it's unfortunate.
Just like Kenny Pickett. For Kenny Pickett, this whole thing has been a missed opportunity because this was going to be the place to salvage his career and to lay claim that he deserved to be a first-round pick, and now he can't even get in there.
216-474-0092. Ben in Akron. Hello, Ben.
Hello. So next year is obviously the year, and this year is all about Sanders. So I'm only watching if Sanders is playing. So we're wasting the fans' time if we don't play Sanders.
So you're not going to watch a regular season game with Joe Flacco?
First off, I'm definitely not watching preseason unless Sanders is playing. So if the Browns are losing, I'm wasting my time. So unless Sanders is playing.
Okay. All right, Ben. Thank you very much for the call.
Well, you asked, he answered.
I asked and he answered. So you're not going to watch Joe Flacco at the beginning of the season? You got to see how well Joe does. I mean, maybe Joe has the magic, or maybe Joe's falling apart.
Everybody's watching the opener.
I would assume so.
It's not until you get, like, if they started the season 0-6, then the only thing people want to see at that point is Shador.
Yes.
They won't care about anybody else but Shador.
Well, because it looks like at the end of this training camp, I mean, if it's going the way that Daryl's saying it's going, then at the end of this training camp, Shador should be ahead of Dillon Gabriel, should he not? Right? 216-474-0092. Is anybody of the four quarterbacks, are they wasting your time with any of them? It's a tough thing to answer, because I think when the locker room, furthest thing from the truth is that Joe Flacco would be wasting their time. It's a guy they trust, but if you're looking at a big picture as a Browns fan, these players, some of them may be here next year, some of them may be retired, some may be gone. You'll be here next year. What is it setting forward for you? Because Joe's only got so much left in the tank. So if there's anybody that's a waste of your time, it's probably that guy. Owen's upset. Tell us why you're upset, Dillon. Or Owen.
Well, I'm upset mainly because you don't even know my damn name. Yeah. I've been on the show since 2017. You call me Dillon.
Yeah.
All right. No, I don't know who I'm upset more at. You guys for not bringing it up. We mentioned it briefly in Lima Likes, and that's it. They did win a series this weekend, the Cleveland Guardians. And as I've been the loud Guardians fan on the show, I will continue to do that. They won a series this weekend against a team that sold off half their team. But the bigger thing was the thing that anybody that had paid attention to the Guardians all summer long knows. We've been demanding CJ Kafis, to come up. You know, he's the only one that's, you know, actually healthy right now from the Columbus Clippers, but CJ Kafis finally came up, and not only did he come up, they played him both games that he's been up. It's not like he came up and had a pitch hit on his first appearance and then maybe they throw him in there on his second appearance. He came up, he had an RBI in his first at bat, and then he got a hit in the ninth yesterday when they needed hits, right? And I don't know if I'm more upset at you guys for not mentioning it now 9:22 or at the Cleveland Guardians themselves for waiting until August 2nd to bring him up. Because had they done this a month ago when everybody was clamoring for him, they would have absolutely got the run that they desired.
That's true, but I think it would have been a little bit overdone on what the reaction would have been. I'm trying to be fair to CJ Kafis.
So
when guys
so
come
we're
up,
not overdoing it with this Dillon Gabriel, Shador Sanders thing, but that would be overdone to mention it once.
Well, everything in baseball, we mentioned CJ Kafis during the show earlier today. It was mentioned, was it not?
About last night.
About last night? Okay, you got mentioned.
For about 20 seconds.
For Lima Likes, it was mentioned. Yeah.
The floor is yours if you would like to discuss CJ Kafis.
I just did it, Ken. Pay attention when I'm talking
now. According to you, we need to have a whole segment of CJ Kafis.
It just goes to show. That's a great example of it.
Let's have a whole segment.
I talked about him right there, and you didn't even pay attention.
Let's have a whole segment of CJ Kafis. So no,
welcome to Cleveland, CJ. I hope your career is bright.
I hope it is, too.
The guys that do the sports talk of the town don't give a crap.
What are you yelling at me for? I hope it is, too.
I did mention that he drove in his first RBI on Saturday, and yesterday he had a double to get on the box score.
Congratulations to you both for repeating what I just said in that first minute and a half of talking.
I didn't say it.
Because you don't even care.
Okay, you're screaming
just
at me.
Just say you don't care.
Don't scream at me over it.
Say you don't care. Just say I don't care.
Why wouldn't I care if CJ Kafis gets called up? I got people. Wait, hold on. Just a GD minute here. See, now I'm getting upset. You act like I don't care. I'm sorry, Owen.
Just say it,
no,
Kim.
I'm not sorry. What? Say what? What do you want me to say?
Say
I don't
that
care.
You don't care that I CJ do care. Is playing for
I do
the
care.
Guardians.
What's a bigger deal, though? What's a bigger deal? What is a bigger deal? A guy getting called up on a team that people are kind of like, eh, we'll see what they do, which is great. What? How much pressure am I supposed
so you're
to put
tell
on this
me
guy?
It's a bigger deal for the first week of football practice.
Yes, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because for CJ Kafis, I'm
for
gonna
a guy
in,
who
he's going to be brought along
who
slowly,
Darryl
no matter
Ryder
what.
Says should be behind the ball, boys.
CJ Kafis is going to be brought along to get brought along slowly, no matter what. One of these guys apparently is going to be playing sooner than later. And then I got a first-round pick or two first-round picks next year. Yes, it's a much bigger deal. I got a team right now that I think the fans are more all in than the organization. And all in is, I think, a operative term
that
probably
the point,
needs to be
that
taken.
That was the first 2 minutes
into,
of my talk that you didn't
quotes.
Pay attention to. Okay. That I'm more upset with the Guardians for not bringing him up.
Well,
it's
you start by you're
though.
Yelling at me. I'm not
I
Paul Dolan.
Because you didn't pay attention. That's what
I'm
I yelled at you for.
Attention.
And now you're not paying attention to the thing
attention.
That I told you you weren't paying attention
all
to.
All the attention is
now
here.
Now you are, finally, because I had to yell.
Is here for
I had to
you.
Treat you like one of my children,
oh,
Ken,
my
and yell at you.
Well, you got eight of them. I mean, there's plenty of time for it.
What I saw most people bring up about Kafis is that they didn't look like they thought he would look. Because let's be honest, I don't think...
Right, no, I think they thought he was going to look like Nolan Jones on steroids.
Right, right.
And he does not.
Instead,
he looks like Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, look, he's, well, I'm not going to go that far. I don't need Daryl getting in on this conversation and talking about
he
him as a
be
bat
behind
boy.
The bat boy.
Yeah, that's what he's going to say. It's that, you know, he didn't look like a monster, like one of these big boppers. But either way, like, I do think there is... genuine excitement. You're right, Owen, that it's a little late, right? I mean, we were talking mostly about DeLauder.
Right.
And then he ends up getting injured and feels like nobody was proven right in that scenario. It feels like nobody gets to have their arguments anymore because for all the people that wanted him up, well, then he just gets injured. And so we'll never know. We'll never know what this year would have been. I remember arguing until I was blue in the face about Francisco Lindor years ago. That I wanted him up. I wanted him up. I wanted him up. And then he was instantly ready.
And they brought him up a month too late, yes. And they missed the playoffs by a game.
Right. And I thought, man, that could have been the difference. So you're right in this regard. Like, you've been screaming about these guys. You've been excited. I've had friends that have, like, gone to the games of these guys.
Yeah.
And they have been excited while the team was languishing during the 10-game losing streak. It had reached such a point where people could not believe what they believed it was a total mishandling of the situation. And now we're finally here. And the crazy thing is, they can make the playoffs. Like, it actually is physically not too late. It's just now there's no margin for error. They have to be good. And they have a big series against. They've won a bunch of series here recently.
Yeah, the Mets series is going to be a tough one.
It is a huge one. And you're
but then
seeing
they go
their
back
best
to
pitchers.
Crappy teams that they play against.
Yes, a bunch of them. But you don't want them to lose momentum. You don't want them all of a sudden, because what are they, 16-7 in their last 23 after they had lost 10 in a row? Man, this is a big series, and I do think fans are wavering, where if they just look like crap in this series against the Mets, well, that's it. Preseason starts.
But it is a battleground time for fans' attention.
Yeah.
And that was my whole point of it all, but that's fine. We can go back to asking, does the 40-year-old quarterback have a 10-year future with the Browns?
Oh, I got this. I got this. Murph. Hey, Murphy in Cleveland, who would you rather talk about? Would you rather talk about CJ Kafis or the Browns quarterback?
Well, I was happy to see Kafis up, but my mind is squarely on the Browns this morning.
And Murphy, is that not the end of the discussion? Is that not the end of the discussion? Hey, we're happy to see him up. But if he goes out there and he's 0-4 tonight, what? This guy sucks, and now I'm mad at Paul Dolan in the front office. Forget, like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm going to let you guys duke that out.
I don't want to duke it out, though. I don't want to fight that fight. Sorry, go ahead, Murphy. Go ahead.
No, no worries. It's a fascinating conversation, right? Because you got the front office, you got the fans, and you mentioned the locker room. But if I'm just going to completely talk as a fan, I think starting Flacco is a complete waste of time. If it were me, I would start Pickett because your first six games are pretty tough. And if he has anything at all in those six games, maybe you have something. But, I mean, if you have Flacco, like, willing you to, like, 6 or 7 wins, that, I mean, what I see absolutely no point in, like, maybe ending up out of the top 10 in the draft. But it's tough because, I mean, does that stunt the growth of, like, your new tight end that you got in the draft and some receivers that you're getting if you're not having Flacco in there early?
Mm-hmm.
I just, as a fan, I just don't see the point of starting him at all.
Of Joe?
I'm actually asking him if he...
Yeah. I mean, if you had a team like, if you had a team that was ready to compete right now, I could see it to some level, even though if you had a team that was ready to compete, you probably wouldn't have gone with Joe.
Or if you had a first round pick that was like really good in college, but like needed maybe 3 or 4 games just to kind of see what was up, just given our schedule, mm-hmm. you start Joe. But this particular situation, I mean, it's just one great experiment. But I mean, I think the worst scenario is Flacco shows you just enough to get you to like 7-8 wins. And then you're like the, and I know we have the 2 first round picks, but you're like picking number 12 in the draft or something like that. I don't see a point to that at all this particular year.
Yeah. It makes it, I'm glad you see where it is, Murphy, cause I'm sure I'm going to get killed for all this. Thank you very much for the call. Cause I have a lot of respect for Joe Flacco. No, I have respect for all 4 of the guys, for crying out loud. I know it doesn't sound like I have respect for one of them, but I do. I got a lot of respect for Joe Flacco, but if you're looking at it from a pure fan going, hey, I don't want my time wasted. Like, Shador Sanders is not a waste of time. You can hate Shador Sanders all you want. You know damn well he ain't no waste of time. He is not a waste of time. Dylan Gabriel, as much as has been said about Dylan Gabriel by Daryl in that interview and over the weekend, Dylan is not a waste of time. He's a rookie. And you could sit there and go, how on earth could this brain trust draft that guy in the 3rd round? Because if that guy goes out there and shows you, because we're going on camp reports, we're going on what people see in camp, right? These are still controlled situations. If you're not that great in controlled situations, usually you're not going to be great in uncontrolled situations like it is in an NFL football game, even in the preseason. So if he goes out there and sucks, and then sucks again in the next preseason game, but probably, let's be honest, we'll have our early returns on Friday night and then into Monday morning, where we'll go, how on earth could you guys sit there and take this guy in the 3rd round? How on earth could you insult our intelligence by taking this in the 3rd round? How on earth could you insult our intelligence by taking this guy in the 3rd round and putting him in front of Shador Sanders on your depth chart? See, I already got it there for you. And by the way, legitimate questions to ask of the football team. Totally legitimate. Because if he goes out there and sucks on Friday, I got to go, what are you guys thinking? What are you guys doing? They barely trust you as it is, if any. And then you take him in the 3rd round, which blew everybody's mind when they did it. I told you our reaction in the room when they took Dylan Gabriel. Wasn't like we were mad. We were just going, what? Really? It was shock. So if you put Dylan Gabriel out there and he sucks, going, all right, you said all these measurables, all these things, you put him out there. He's still not good in camp, and then he's not good in the games. What good is he for you? And you took him in the 3rd round? Good God Almighty. I mean, it's set up right there. So, yeah. But Joe, God bless him, he's just working against time. If Joe were 31 years old, it'd be a different conversation.
By the way, Shador is going to be fine. For anybody that might be
going
to practice today.
I'm glad you brought this up. Thank you for bringing this up.
Just tweeted that out too.
Full go.
So are we talking first round, or are we talking first team reps for Shador? Ones for Shador.
I'm not even
please, I don't know. Kevin, I know you can hear me, and I know people in the building can hear me. Please give me a handful of reps with the ones. Just give us some reps with the ones. Kevin, I know you're there. I'm begging you. Somebody can hear me. Please get the message. Just give me a handful. Give me 5. Give me 5 reps with the ones. Joe don't need him. He's old.
Give me 5.
Joe don't need him. He's old as the hills. Give him to Shador. Give 5 for Shador. Can we have that? I'm asking you a legitimate question.
I think we would be fine with it. I think we would be rooting it on, because at least it just gives us something. You know, part of it is, too, like the sink or swim notion of this. I don't even care if Shador goes out there and looks awful with the 5. Like, I don't think that's the end of Shador Sanders in the NFL. Like, it's camp. It's camp. Obviously, the preseason game, we're going to be monitoring every throw even that much more than we've done this so far in camp.
I tell you what, if he goes out there and he struggles a little bit with the ones, you ain't going to hear me doing any of the other crap tomorrow. I'll be happy he got some reps with the ones. If he goes out there and he's great, see where I go. It's just great for everybody if he's great, but we'll find out. Scott and Pepper Pike. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. I just think that, what are you teaching this locker room about a winning culture, which we have not had in a long time, if you don't start the best quarterback, who is Flacco? Eventually, the young guys are going to get a chance to start this season because, I mean, look at this schedule. We're not going to win more than a couple games in the first six.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to get a start. But I just, how do you tell Betonio and Garrett and even the young guys that you're going to start someone who's just not equipped at winning right away? You got to put Flacco in there.
Well, did I not say that it's a different outlook for the team than it is for us? I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Scott, yeah. So it's for the team itself, if they were to take, I'm going to use Dylan Gabriel. It's a poor example because everybody's beating up on him, right? But I'm going to do it. If you were saying Dylan Gabriel's the number one guy, he's starting week one, I think Joel Bitonio would be like, man, I came back for all this.
Right.
Maybe Jordan Hicks had the right idea. Maybe Jordan Hicks had the right idea on that. Like, but if you start Joe, you could at least say, hey, we gave it the best chance to go ahead and win. But I think for the fans, you know, it's not our jobs that are on the line, Scott, and thank you very much for the call. So you could say, hey, whatever. If you're not going to win that many games, and I don't think you're winning that many games anyway, why do I need to put the older guy out there? Oh, the older guy was great, and in 2023 was fun, but I got to look forward to 2026 now. I can't just keep reliving old times. And maybe the old times aren't going to be as good.
I mean, that would go away literally if they just lose the first two games and Flacco looks bad. The good times will seem like they were a decade ago.
216-474-0092. Mike in West Perk, you're next up on the Fan.
What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Doing well. Go ahead there,
That's
Mike.
That's nice of you to ask. Thank you.
I just want to chime in on the conversation between like guards and Kafis and Browns quarterbacks talk. Give me Guardians talk all day. Give me CJ Kafis talk all day. I chimed in on your guys' station yesterday, and the guy, I'm not gonna throw the guys under the bus, but the guys that were on they were talking mock draft yesterday. It's August, guys, and we're talking mock draft.
Then give me your CJ Kafis take right now.
I don't need a take on him. I'm just saying no one wants to hear this nonsense about a terrible football team. I'm a Browns fan. I'm a Cleveland fan, but they're not a good team. Talk about the team that is consistently competitive and a decent team in this town. Like, give them some run.
Okay. Well, keep giving me the run. Keep giving me more. What CJ Kafis is here, and CJ Kafis is here. And hello?
He's not on the phone
anymore. I know he's not. That's the thing, is you could say that and call in and say that in 5 seconds. I can give you all this in 5 seconds. CJ Kafis is here. And Tone?
I think he just would like to hear a little bit of Guardians banter.
You got the Guardians banter. They're 8 games back of the division right now. They are 56-55. CJ Kafis is here, and you're 56-55 and 2.5 back of the wild card. 2 back of the wild card to start today. 3 back of the wild card to start today, according to ESPN.com. I just saw that.
And
I thought
also
it was 2.5.
Everyone else in the world.
Okay, so you're 3 games back of the wild card. And CJ Kafis is here. There you go.
Big series against the Metropolitans tonight.
You want me to talk about whether or not Tanner Bibee is an ace? Whether we should get off that?
Get to see our old friend Francisco Lindor.
Do we want to talk about that? Do you still have bad feelings for Francisco Lindor? 216-474-0092.
By the way, Shador is going to be fine. Full go.
So are we talking first round? Or are we talking first team reps for Shador? Ones for Shador.
I'm not even. I don't know,
Kevin. Kevin, I know you can hear me, and I know people in the building can hear me. Give me a handful of reps with the ones. Just give us some reps with the ones. Kevin, I know you're there. I'm begging you. Give me 5. Give me 5 reps with the ones. Joe don't need him. He's old.
Give me 5.
Joe don't need him. He's old as the hills. Give him to Shador. Give 5 for Shador. Can we have that? First team reps. First team reps. Come on. Do it.
It's today the day.
Do it, Kevin.
Are we going to get him?
Put him in, Kevin.
Or is he going to be...
First team reps.
Is he going to be throwing to Sal Canella? No, and Luke Foria.
No more Gage. No offense to Gage.
Gage is having himself a camp.
Gage, what are you talking
Gage
about?
Gage Livernoy, whatever his last name is. I forget. Sorry, Gage. You can't remember it off the top of
my people you
Larvedane.
May know now.
Gage Larvedane. Gage, no offense. Sal, no offense. Luke Foria. You know what? Any of these guys could probably make the team. So, I mean no offense to any of you guys. It's an open wide receiver room. But come on. Jerry Jeudy, Shedeur Sanders, Jerry Jeudy, get the people what they want. Give them what they want. You guys, hey, you guys want to go there and watch? For the people driving to Berea right now, do you want to see them get ready for the season, or do you want to be entertained?
I think they want some entertainment.
I think they want to be entertained. Because ain't no one talking about Shedeur starting the season at week one. Ain't no one saying, are his most ardent supporters saying that he should be the week one starter? I don't even think they're saying that, are they? There probably are some out there. It's the internet, for crying out loud. No one's saying that. Give him some reps with the first team. Nathan said he deserved him. Nathan is watching every square inch of every square practice that they have. Nathan said he deserves some first team reps. Give him some first team reps. What does it hurt to get him out there for five reps? What's so bad? Give the people what they want. What, you didn't open Pandora's bleep box if you just give them five first-team reps, did you? Is that such a bad thing? Good kid. Good head on his shoulders.
What's also funny is none of us a week from now.
Let Dylan Gabriel go out there and suck up the room so bad that Daryl had nothing but good things to say.
The funny thing about any of this, even Dylan Gabriel, how bad he's been, Shedeur could go out there today and be horrific. No one will care if on Friday against Carolina, regardless of who they go up against, if they look good. Like, we're not going to be talking about how bad Dylan Gabriel has been if Dylan Gabriel is incredible against Carolina. And we've seen all sorts of bad Browns quarterbacks light up preseason defenses. So that's not out of the realm of possibility. So what's funny is if you're worried about, like, oh, are we going to put undue pressure on these guys? Who cares? Let's let them play. So let them go out there and play. That's what people want to see.
Give them five first-team reps. Give the people what they want.
Nothing today is going to doom these quarterbacks. Because if it would, then these guys don't have the psyche to do this anyway.
Name the bad thing that could happen that you give them five first-team reps. Name the seriously bad thing. Other than things that God controls, like injuries and stuff. Name the bad thing that can happen you give them five first-team reps. Oh, what? People on the internet are going to want to give them six? Oh, you guys can handle guys on the internet over there in Berea. I have to handle people on the internet. It's okay. What's the matter with five first-team reps? What's the matter with 10 first-team reps for all that matter? I mean, but you only have so many first-team reps to go around. Give them five first-team reps. Hand the ball off three times. That's fine, too. Let them throw it twice. I'm not asking for much. All I'm asking is for some first-team reps. Put something out there that people... Could you imagine? Just think about the goodwill for a second. You get one of them slow motion videos on the social media. Shedeur drops back, gives it a tap, looks. That slow motion spiral goes to Jerry Jeudy. The people dream. It's going to happen. Guys, you know it's going to happen eventually. Halfway through the year, it's going to happen. He ain't getting cut. He's going to make this football team. It's going to happen one way or the other. So you might as well let him go ahead and try to spin it. Couple of reps. That's all I'm asking. You can do your Dylan Gabriel thing. You put him out there, fine, whatever. But come on. Kenny's coming back from injury. Joe don't need the reps. Joe knows this offense inside out, whatever. Offensive line knows him. Offensive line likes him. You don't got to worry about Joe. Joe's fine. Let him have some first team reps. Come on.
Gear up for back to school with A+ deal.
I'm here. Hello. Matt and Avon, you're next up with the fan. Hello, Matt.
What's up, guys? How are you?
We're doing well, Matt. Matt, do you want him to have first-team reps today?
Yes. Shedeur Sanders is going to get first-team reps today.
Boom. Let's go. Let's go.
Calling it right now.
Let's
and
go.
CJ Capes is here, and we're going to take the Mets series this week.
Boom. We're going to take the Mets series this week. Listen to Matt.
Double boom.
It's two out of three, one
Matt's
at a time.
Just on top of it. Matt, thank you very much for the call. Deshaun in Cleveland. Hello, Deshaun.
Fellas, I'm with you. Come on, man. Let's please.
That's first team reps.
Can we get him some reps?
Give him some first team reps. He deserves it.
I don't understand, man. I don't understand. But listen, I'm here to talk about Joe Flacco real quick.
Oh, what? Right? Okay.
Listen, I understand that he has. We have no future, right? But we let the Guardians get away with this, just win and get in the playoffs and let's just see what happens. Let's just see what happens. Forget about I get 26 is coming. I get it. But can we just focus on 25? Listen, we had an injured team last time Joe Flacco was here. And he won four out of five games. They were injured. I'm talking about no left tackle, no left guard, no Nick Chubb.
But for,
they had no real players, and he was on fire.
But for he has a whole year,
training camp. Listen, just listen. He has a whole training camp. Okay? I don't want to hear that this roster isn't just as good as the other roster. Okay?
Well,
What do you mean?
Deshaun, go look up that wide receiver room and get back to me on this.
Wait a minute. It was Cherry.
Deshaun, thank you for calling. Jerry, I know I love
Judy
your calls.
Is just as good as Amari Cooper.
You know I love your calls.
Am I saying something wrong?
Okay, that's one. But
Njoku is there.
The room was deeper.
Njoku is there right now.
All right.
Denzel Ward, Myles Garrett, those guys are here.
Now he's selling me on it.
See?
So why is it no way possible that Joe can be just how he was 2 years ago?
How many games do you think they're going to win with Joe Flacco at quarterback?
I got us 9 or 10 wins, bro.
You're high as hell right now. 9:53 in the morning. You're stoned to the bejesus.
That's always, but it doesn't matter.
It's legal. It's legal now. Now you're allowed to be high now. It's legal. Thank you very much for the call, Deshaun.
I just want to point out that Slaw Dog pointed out J.J. Taylor, Damian Pierce, and Woody Marks were all mentioned today before C.J. Caffis.
That's actually true. It's actually 100% true. Big thanks to everybody who called us today. Big thanks to the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder. Come on, Kev, give him some reps.
First team
reps. Do us a solid. Give him some reps. Give him some first team reps today. Hopefully, we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll be talking about Shedeur Sanders reps with the first team. And hopefully after a big Guardians win over the Mets with C.J. Caffis in the DH slot.